No special theme or new CDs to hand this month, just a nice selection of recordings, old and new, that I hope you'll enjoy. I'm Alan Ashton, and this is Organ First Radio. Let's get the show underway by hearing the one and only Franz Lambert, who I always thought was at the height of his playing career back in the 70s and 80s, when he favoured the Versi Galaxis model, on which we now hear him play Dance the Samba with Me, Love is in the Air, Sorry I'm a Lady, and Lady in Black.
Oh,
medley of four pop tunes from the 70s and the sound of the Versi Galaxis organ in the hand of Franz Lambert. For quite a number of years now, one of the musical attractions in Cornwall has been the collection of musical instruments at Paul Corrin's Music Museum at St Keen. But the other evening, the local television news programme paid a visit there because owner Paul Corrin has now decided to dispose of all the various instruments, but not the Wurlitzer organ, which he hinted would be used for another attraction, though not enlarging on that statement. The organ, of course, was the two-manual nine-rank Wurlitzer, opened in 1929 at the Regent Cinema in Brighton by Terence Casey, on which he made some recordings. The organ then went to the Pavilion in Bath in 1971, and then finally to its present home at St Keen. Well, whilst it was in the Bath Pavilion, it was recorded by resident organist Ken Morrish, who plays now The Very Thought of You. The Very Thought of You, a pop standard published in 1934 with music and lyrics by Ray Noble, which he recorded with his own orchestra and singer, Al Bowley. Anyone who listens to these shows knows that I trawl the internet for organ recordings, and again I came across a bargain a few weeks ago. A brand new CD for only £1.99, including postage and packing, and it features some historic recordings made between 1957 and 1961 by Dutch organist Piet van Egmond. During those years, he travelled to London no less than 17 times to record and broadcast from the BBC Theatre organ. the former Reginald Fort Moller organ, of course. In total, he recorded 68 programmes, all of which were broadcast in Holland, and four of which were transmitted by the BBC for English audiences. Well, here's a delightful little number composed by Theo Bendix, titled Butterfly. Piet van Egmond and Butterfly. Now, what is the collective name for butterflies? Some say it's a swarm, others a rabble, but I prefer kaleidoscope because it sums up their lovely colours. Well, about to land in the CD player is this tune, also called Butterfly, and played now by John Kyfin on his Versi Helios organ. Thank you. A kaleidoscopic version of Butterfly, a pop song written and recorded by the French singer-songwriter Daniel Gerard in the late 1960s. It was initially a hit in the French language, but in the early 1970s, English words were written and it reached number 11, where it spent 12 weeks in the UK singles chart in October 1971. But lack of further chart activity saw both the singer and the song branded as a one-hit wonder. Well, organist John Kyvin, who includes that track in his tribute album to fellow organist Rudolf Pache, is certainly no one-hit wonder, and I can tell you that John has some more exciting thematic CDs in preparation right now. And talking of items in preparation, I can also reveal that there's very likely to be another Lenny D compilation album out before not too long, and also from the OK Rollum Company, a couple of very interesting items that will please all the Blackpool fans. In the meantime, let's have a listen to Mr. Blackpool himself, Reginald Dixon, and one of the tracks from an LP he made on the Dutch-built Magic Organ. A medley of three German tunes, the Berliner Luftmarch, In München There's a Hofbrauhaus, and I Lost My Heart in Heidelberg. Reginald Dixon at the Magic Organ that was designed and built by the Dutch organ builder Jaap Keizervaard. Reg told me an interesting story about that recording session, which he made back in 1970, and it seems that when he arrived at the recording studio, he discovered that all the stop tabs were, naturally, engraved with Dutch names. He spent an hour or so at the console coming to terms with the different sounds that they all produced and ended up by sticking pieces of paper on the tabs that he liked the sounds of and eventually went on to use for that session. Well, if you'd like to learn all about this very unusual organ, then if you go to YouTube and select Organ Celebrities Number 7, you can hear more recordings and see a whole number of very interesting photos of it. Meanwhile, let's go over to the USA and listen to the music of the former Radio City Music Hall organist Ray Bohr as he plays the Wurlitzer, which was in the Music Hall recording studio, and it's a lovely song from the show Kiss Me Kate. So in Love. And So in Love. And whereas that Wurlitzer is no longer in the Radio City Music Hall studio, the beautiful instrument in the Oriental Theatre, Chicago, Illinois, now a profitable performing arts house, is still in situ. One of the very first recordings to be made of it was by the then resident organist Arsene Siegel. In fact, I think it was the only recording he made. Anyway, that rare LP with the singular title of Matinee, a copy of which could have been yours on eBay with a starting price of $42, is on my turntable right now, all cleaned up and digitised for your enjoyment. A little novelty number called The Ukulele Lady. Arsene Siegel at the Wurlitzer in the company of the Ukulele Lady, a popular standard written by Gus Kahn and Richard Whiting and first published in 1925. My mention of forthcoming attractions from the OK Rollum label a few moments ago brings me neatly to the next item by organist Lois Sagar. So, what is the connection? Well, Lois was the wife of the gentleman who owns that label, Ken Mellor. There's a very interesting web page entitled Lois Sagar, the Jobbing Organist, in which all the details of her long and interesting musical career are listed. Let's have a listen then to Lois playing a Gulbranson organ with two lovely tunes, Neapolitan Nights and Chirry Chirry Bin. Thank you. Neapolitan Nights and Chiri Chiri Bin, played by Lois Sager at the Gulbranson Organ. In August, I went to a concert given by Ryan Edwards, and I have to say that it was one of the most musically exciting concerts I've heard for many a long while. The playing, the presentation and the programme content were faultless, and Ryan is such a nice guy to be in the company of too. He doesn't make many CDs, which is why this latest one is actually titled Better Late Than Never. One of the highlights of his concert performance, for me that is, was this iconic track by Richard and Karen Carpenter, Goodbye to Love. Goodbye to Love, played there by Ryan Edwards. Certainly a CD that I'd recommend that you obtain a copy of for your collection. Other tracks include Nessun Dorma, Morning in Cornwall, The Light Cavalry Overture, Skyliner, and a track which Ryan indicated that he'd once seen organist George Fleury play. And why shouldn't he? Because he wrote it. So let's hear George with some sounds from his Yamaha EL90 and the tune he composed, Cucumber. George Fleury and Cucumber. Although American organist John Duffy didn't make that many LPs, those that he did are some of my favourites. The organ is unnamed in this track, but I'm pretty sure it's the Joseph Kearns studio installation, which was used by quite a number of artists. The tune is You've Changed, a popular song originally written by Bill Carey and Carl Fisher in 1941. Thank you. You've Changed, played by John Duffy. Last month I played you a track from the long-awaited CD by Anthony Lomas at his Boehm Emporia organ, and as we've some spare time in today's show, I thought you might like to hear another track from it. Anthony was a great friend and fan of Mark Shakespeare, and in all of his programmes Anthony usually includes one track played in Mark's style and in memory of him. So from the CD Multiplicity, this is Anthony Lomas with Tocca Tocca. Here's another track from the CD of historic recordings by Dutch organist Piet van Egmond at the former BBC Theatre Organ No. 2. Now, whenever I hear the name of composer Albert Ketelby, my mind always registers it with in a Persian market, in a monastery garden, bells across the meadow, etc. But I didn't realise that in 1924 he also wrote a Cockney suite. Bank Holiday is the name of this movement, and it's quite easy to conjure up the scene of a lively gathering of people enjoying a break on London's Hampstead Heath, which is why this section is often called Happy Hampstead. Van Egmond, the Moller organ, and a very happy Hampstead Bank Holiday. Whenever I have a few moments to spare, I tend to watch some of the tracks on YouTube uploaded by organist Rudy Rosa, a multi-instrumentalist of considerable expertise. Here's a great example, commencing with Sweet Georgia Brown. And on that lively note, or indeed many of them, played there by Rudy Rosa, it's time to end the show this month. As promised, I hope to have some new and exciting CDs to feature next month. In the meantime, remember, Organ First Radio is the only programme where you get a complete selection of organ sounds, old and new. From me, Alan Ashton, as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.